going on. You should. I think you as a sales rep should know. That's just my opinion. I'll call him. I have no idea what's going on here.
Hello?
Hello, is this, Cy?
Oh, this is Donald Oliver.
Hey, Donald. This is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff. You're the owner of, St. Tropez, correct?
Hi, yes, sir.
All right, great. Do you have a minute? You're working with Lena here to talk about your file?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Great. So I'm a little confused, so I'm not sure if you can help me out, but hopefully you can, and we can solve this issue. So I got a lot of information from Lena, but I kind of don't understand what's going on. So if you could walk me through this, and I don't want to ask you, you might have questions that I've already asked you, and I'm going to redo those questions in a sense. So the business's name is Sincerely LLC DBA St. Tropez Bakery and Beyond. Is that correct?
Right. Yes, sir.
Okay. So here's the question I have. Lena sent me all these quotes. Hold on 1 second. Give me a second. So I have like a repair bill, I have equipment, I'm just very confused on what's going on.
Well, we originally applied for an equipment loan and a capital loan.
Okay.
And we were told that the capital loan was not obtainable right now, but the equipment loan was faster. We couldn't figure out the definition of what equipment is. Do you got it?
I can explain. So we do two products. We do equipment finance and we do working capital. Do you currently have a loan? Like a cash loan, like a working capital loan?
With you guys?
With someone else.
Yes, we have some investment loans that came in from
One. All right, let me just take a look at your file. So I see that you currently have a loan with a company called On Capital, is that correct?
Right.
And do you know what your balance is with them?
Today, I think it's around
$60,000. $60,000, okay. And do you have any other daily or weekly payment loans?
No.
You not? Okay. So to kind of start over, we do offer working capital loans, or cash loans. We could potentially either refinance that loan or give you additional money. It usually makes the most sense for us to do the equipment first and then additional cash. So equipment loans are longer loans are very, very cheap rates, whereas working capital loans are higher rates because they're not really secured. So what we have for you is an equipment loan. It's secured against a specific asset. So let's go over these quotes and let's kind of understand what you're buying and hopefully we can get this this moving forward. So let's just bring this up. So I've got, when I'm looking at this, I've got one thing from a stainless budget quote, one thing from a vendor who's blacked out their name, which Westech, I guess it's called. I don't know why their name's blacked out. Do you know why their name's blacked out on the invoice?
That was probably a mistake by my assistant.
No worries. The other thing is a maintenance repair quote. And so then there's these quotes from Webstaurant, which we finance customers who bought from Restaurant. So what kind of equipment are you trying to get here?
Basically, food handling equipment. We bought one of the machines from the company up at Escondido, and I tried to sell that to Lena. Within the last 30 days.
Well, that was the sheet or molder, correct? That's like $3,800?
Yes.
Okay.
To meet the USDA standards, you have to put them in kind of hybrid type work environments. In other words, they have to have stainless steel around them.
Okay. And who is Abdallah Kabursi?
That's the 100%. Abdallah owns Sincerely.
And what's your role with the company?
I'm the senior financial officer.
Okay. So what are they trying to? Are you trying to only buy the equipment from Webstaurant and the piece that you already bought, or are you trying to get extra stuff?
We're trying to get extra stuff.
Okay. What else are you trying to get?
There's a picture. I think I submitted some pictures to Lena. I don't know if she printed them out. It's there's a croissant roller and some other equipment machinery.
Okay, so here's the thing. You're already approved. We just need to get invoices. So here's what I suggest. The stainless budget quote, is this customer like making you a piece of equipment at stainless budget?
Yes.
Okay, so here's what needs to be done. We need invoices or official sales orders. I'm familiar with Webstaurant. I know that they're mainly online, but you need to contact them, and well, you don't need to do anything. But to make this file move forward, what we need is invoices. So we've got one invoice, and usually we can have about up to a month to pay someone back and reimburse them, but we're getting close there. So what needs to be done is on the invoice from Westech, I mean, it shouldn't be blacked out. I'll see if I can make it fly, but the actual build to should be, you know, Sincerely LLC, DBA, St. Tropez. We'll see if we can make it fly with just St. Tropez on it. We need proof of how you paid them. How did you pay them? With like a credit card or a check or a wire? How did you pay that vendor?
Credit card.
All right, so we'll just need probably a credit card receipt. I think that should be okay. I don't think we'd reimburse for a repair. That usually can't. That's $200. So I would get together and I'd get the invoices bill to ship to of what you want us to finance. Send over those invoices to Lena. We'll pay Webstaurant before shipment. We'll hopefully reimburse you for that order, and you can be on your way. But we just need official invoices. Bill to this company. Bill to ship to your company.
Okay. How much is the loan package going to be, and what are the terms of the loan? That's what I've been trying to get out of Lena.
There's nothing to get out. It's really strong terms. I can give you up to, the max term is 5 years, although you can do as short as 2 years. You applied for $22,000, so we approved it for $22,000, but if you want to do more, that's fine. Duet signing is going to be your first and last payment, so that's going to cover your first month and the last month and a small one-time documentation fee. Are you trying to do, I'm assuming due to your debt load, you want to do this as long as possible, but if you could give me some feedback, that'd be great, and I can give you a few different terms to choose from.
Two years is really what we prefer. We're doing that much better, and so I feel that structurally we'll be able to handle the two-year term.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you slightly, and don't take it the wrong way. Your credit has been run at a lot of lenders for cash loans. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm assuming that if you're looking, it's just about cost of money. So if there's a if there's a customer who's borrowing, I mean, I'm assuming your cash loan is over a 20% interest rate, correct? It's probably very expensive. I'm sorry?
It's expensive, but it's not something that we can't handle.
No, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I'm saying our rates on equipment financing are that much cheaper. And so oftentimes when a customer is coming to us and saying, hey, look, I'm looking for working capital, but I'm also looking for equipment, the question is, well, unless they're getting punished, so if we came to you and said, hey, look, if you do anything more than a two-year term on equipment financing, we're going to hit you with a huge down payment or a huge high rate, then it's one thing. But with our equipment financing, there's no punishment if you do 3 years, 4 years, or 5 years. There's no incentive for you to do a two-year term. And so it probably makes sense based on cash flow, in my opinion, especially if the customers are carrying a pretty large load, to give them the longest term possible. But let me give you some numbers, and what am I basing this off of? Am I basing this off 22 grand, or what number am I working with here?
Let's do 22 grand.
Okay. So, But do you get what I'm saying and kind of my feelings?
Yeah, I agree. You know, I'm just so used to being punished, like you said.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We're not here to punish you. I think, look, if you've got a lot of money out at very high rates, which is fine, and it's all about cash flow, and so we want to give people the best deal for a long-term relationship, not a one-off. So if you want to do, go ahead.
That's really what we're looking for, is a long-term relationship to consolidate our debt, possibly in the next year or two.
Okay, so let me give you some numbers that I think are appropriate for your business, and we can kind of take it from there.
Okay.
If we want to do this over 2 years, so you'd have 22 remaining payments after your first and last, the payment's going to be $1,175 a month, okay? If you do this over, say, 5 years, which is the max term, the payment's going to be $515 a month.
Double the length.
Yeah, well, it's not double length. I can give you the numbers. So if you borrow $22,000 on an equipment finance agreement, including your first and last payment, your payback will be over 5 years, $30,900. So that means on a yearly basis, you're paying about $2,000, $2,200, about 10% simple per year. Now, if you do this over a two-year term, your payment, like I said, is going to be, let's just bring this up, I'm just going to retab this out. It's going to be $1,175. So that over 24 months, including your first last, is $28,200. So the amount you're paying back, you're borrowing 2 years versus 5 years, that's 250% longer. It's, two versus five is 250% longer. You're not paying for that time, though. You're paying probably about 20 to 30% more, but you're borrowing the money for 2.5 times as long. So the way that most lenders work is the longer you borrow, they punish you. We're not here to punish you. If you want me to give you like the best deal, the best cost of funds, the way to go here is a 5-year term or a 4-year. On a 4-year, just to give you an idea, just to throw some numbers at you. This is a solid approval, by the way. We're just wanting to earn your business for long term. If you looked at a 4-year term, the payment's going to be $628.68. But I would probably suggest a 4 or 5 year term here, based on what you're telling me.
Okay. All right. Well, let me talk to Mr. Kabersi, and I'll get right back to you.
Yeah, and if you want us to refinance or do additional working capital, we do both products. We're more than happy to do that. But we'd prefer to take the equipment down first, because that's where our relationship starts.
Exactly. I understand that. Okay.
So yeah, I would talk to him, and I'd also get his invoices so we can at least get you documents out to start this process. We can just we can fund off fax copies. So if you came to us with invoices today, we could get you documents today. You could fax or email them back to Lena today or tomorrow morning, and we get this funded tomorrow morning for you.
Perfect, Ruben. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I appreciate your time.
Well, thank you.
Bye bye.